Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, in the midst of, in the midst of, now look, to all my church folks, what I want you to do, is I want you to play this real, real loud in your car, make them think you listening to some secular stuff.
Know you really feel like praising.
Why come?
Jesus is so amazing. Responsible for great things. Jesus is so amazing.
Guess what?
Working hard, trying to get money. So much drama, always around me. I'm going up, so how could you doubt me? I wanna be free. Check to check, payday to payday. Praying every day to find me a new. Struggle gon' come, but faithful I will stay, cause I believe.
What you gon' do?
One, I'ma try a little bit harder. Two, focus on pleasing you, and try to make a change before I leave. So one, I'ma be a lot more faithful.
Okay.
But you want me to do, and prove to your Lord that I believe.
Okay.
Know you really feel like praising.
Yeah, I know you feel like.
God, fill me up, God.
Oh my soul, Welcome to Monday morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Monday Morning Glory. How's everybody doing this morning? I am your host, Dr. Tasha Parker Meredith, and I want to welcome you to another edition of Monday Morning Glory. Today on Monday, November 9th, 2015. Wow, I can't believe that November is here already. It's fall time, and we are almost upon the holiday season. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Our theme this morning is to pray for one another. And our scripture this morning comes from Philippians 2. And we also have a scripture from Job 42. And so, again, our theme is to pray for one another. And our first scripture is Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4. And it says, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others." And I want to read that again. It's Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4. "Do nothing of selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others." So our second scripture comes from the book of Job today, and that's Job 42 and 10. And it reads, "The Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord increased all that Job had twofold." Wow, you mean God increased everything that Job had two times just because he prayed for his friends. Again, the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord increased all that Job had, like everything that he had, God doubled it. He gave him twice what he had. And for those of you who are familiar with the story of Job, you know he lost his family, he got sick, he lost all of his riches, he lost everything. And so then, you know, when during his time of bereavement and grievement, if you will, he took the time out to pray for his friends. So today I want to encourage you to pray for one another and to pray without ceasing. The body of Christ needs it. As we meditate and worship through our music this morning, I want you to meditate on who you can begin to pray for this week. Who or what can you begin to pray for this week?
It's the Prince of Praise, Byron Cage, with Pajam. Come on.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and everything that's within me. Come on. I will bless his name. Is there anybody in this place that is here to bless him? Let me hear you make some noise. Come on, here we go. Magnify.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Come on, sing it to him, sing it.
Whom the Son he has redeemed.
Come on, set. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands, rejoice and sing.
You are the Lord of everything.
You are Lord of everything.
Here we go. I will
bless the Lord.
Sing it to him.
Your way.
welcome back to Monday Morning Glory. I'm your host, Dr. Tasha Parker Meredith, and I want to welcome you to another edition of Monday Morning Glory. And again, this morning our theme is to pray for one another. And we looked at the book of Philippians and of Job, and we talked about how it's important to be selfless and to not have selfishness and to pray for others and to pray for one another. And then we looked at the book of Job and saw how when Job was down, he prayed for his friends and God rewarded him twofold. He doubled everything that he had in all of his possessions. So I want to just take a minute to pray with and for you this morning and with and for our world and our nation. So please join me in prayer. Father God, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We say thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for another day, for another moment, for another week, for another hour. Thank you for allowing us to see this day, this ninth day in November. Thank you, God, because we know we will never see November 9, 2015 again. And we ask right now, before we ask right now, God, we acknowledge you. We acknowledge you, and we acknowledge you as our King, as our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, God. We acknowledge your greatness. We magnify you, and we exalt your name, oh God. And we come to you right now with any confession, God. We confess our sins to you, God, and we ask for forgiveness. We ask that you would forgive us for anything that we have done that has been ill, anything that has been done with ill intent against you or against ourselves or against one another, God. We ask for your forgiveness, God. And right now, we just say thank you. We thank you for all the goodness and all the things that you have done for us, God. And now we ask for prayer for those who are less fortunate than us, God. We ask that you would go out into the prisons, into the hospitals, God. Touch those who are not able who don't know you, God, who may not be able to touch the hem of your garment just yet because they don't know who you are, God. Use us, God, so that we would be the vessels to showing people who you are and demonstrating the love of right now, God. And right now I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, everyone who is listening, oh God, I pray that you would touch them and send your angels to just encamp their places, God, encamp their minds, send the angels, oh God, over their places. Go out and watch them, God. Go out and watch their workplaces, God, their homes, God. Touch them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask that you would just touch them. Touch everybody under the sound of my voice, God. Go before them as they get prepared to go to work on this morning or go to their volunteer jobs or to take the children to school, to take care of their homes, whatever it is they have before them on this week, God. I ask that you would send the angels, God, right now. Send them before them. And right now, God, I say a special prayer and I say a special thank you to you, oh God, for my family, for watching over my family over this last week as the tree fell on the house, God. I say thank you. I acknowledge you, God. I acknowledge your magnificence and your presence, oh God. And I just say thank you. And I can't say thank you and magnify you enough. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we ask and we pray these things. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You know I'm good, right? Let's go, biz.
Troubles coming for me, death is at my doorway. Fear says I'm a perish, bro, but that ain't what my Lord say. He said I ain't guilty, though I still ain't had my court date. Tasted and I've seen them even though it's just a four day. I don't know what they feeling, I don't know what they thinking. Bro, my soul's invincible like Mario when he blanket. Hey, they see me full of joy like I don't know what he's drinking. Cup is full of living water, bro, I sip in and thank him. Yes, up, might not win a Grammy or get another Stella, but I get rewards from my Lord, it ain't nothing better. I might not chart again, I might not spend a million, but I've been purchased by my King, he's forever with me. So what they talking about? No, they can't knock me down. Yes, sir, I do feel pain, but Jesus got me now. That's why I'm making noise, that's why I'm running hard. That's why I go gorilla, spitting the monkey bars.
Partner, you know I'm good to go. Pressure creates doubt. go. Ain't nothing on this planet to satisfy my soul. I'm living for tomorrow, today is out of control. For sure,
I'm good. Take out my money,
I'm good.
Here comes the pain,
I'm good.
Yeah, they can kill me,
I'm good.
Get that game,
I'm good.
I ain't seen, and we don't feel any pain. I'm the same, you can't take us out the game. Cause homie, we
good. I done been through the fire, I survived all the flood. And them riders that's with me, they all covered in blood. Drag my name through the mud. They can hate, they can gossip, but my passion for Jesus, they ain't never gonna stop it. I was dead, I guess that made me better than I ever was. Look at me, I'm good, partner, I'm on my forever buzz. If everything I have is taken, I can take it. They say I never make it, I know the person who made it. My life is hidden in them, so when I die, I gain. And Jesus really be walking with me, so how I'm lame. My life full of pain, problems and such, but I'm focused on forever and eternity's touch. While the world try to fight me, Pharisees try to stone me. I am Tebow in the fourth quarter, they can't hold me. Yeah, the Lord is my coach, got me off in the zone. Tell my mama that I'm good when he carry me home. I'm good.
I know you know I'm good to go. Pressure creates diamonds and fire and fire to go. Ain't nothing on this planet to satisfy my soul. I'm living for tomorrow, today is out of control. For sure,
I'm good.
Take out my money,
I'm good.
Here comes the pain,
I'm good.
Yeah, they can kill me,
I'm good.
Get that game,
I'm good.
I ain't seen, and we don't feel any pain. I'm the same, you can't take us out the game. Cause homie, we good.
And man, we been beat down.
Yeah.
We been persecuted, laughed at, ridiculed, and mocked.
Yeah.
But that ain't gonna stop us, man.
No, sir, you know it
we
ain't.
We good. We know our eternal resting
yeah.
place is at, you feel me? Hey, Trip, talk to him, man.
Yeah.
I know that I'm a suffer, that alone it make me tougher. Death is just a doorway to take me to my faithful lover. The lover of my soul's with me. You can shake the brother, but you never knock me down and take the under. Bring the thunder. Let the storm come behind us and hurt us. They can't take our Lord from us, bro. We got us subverted. Not guilt, not guilt. He's with us and he stays present. He never leaves me. He even gives me stage presence.
Partner, you know I'm good to go. Pressure creates diamonds and fire and fire to go. Ain't nothing on this planet to satisfy my soul. I'm living for tomorrow. Today is out of control. For sure.
I'm good.
Take out my money.
I'm good.
Here comes the pain.
I'm good.
Yeah, they can kill me.
I'm good.
Get that game.
I'm good.
I ain't seen and we don't feel any pain. I'm the same. You can't take us out.
I'm good. Welcome back to Monday Morning Glory. I'm your host, Dr. Tasha Parker Meredith, and this is Monday Morning Glory, the November 9th, 2015 edition. Our theme this morning is to pray for one another, and our scripture comes from Philippians 2, 3, and 4, 2 verses 3 and 4, and Job 42 and 10. And so your motivational thought for this week is to be encouraged to pray for one another. This week, be encouraged to pray for one another. I encourage you to begin to think about someone, something, a family, or a business in need that you can offer your assistance to through the sacrifice of prayer and intercession. Begin by seeking the Lord and asking him who or what he would have you to pray for. Once the Lord gives you the individuals or entities to pray for, begin to lift them in prayer this morning. Let that morning prayer turn into an evening prayer tonight. Then, when you wake up, try again and again tomorrow to pray again over and over for whomever or whatever God has led you to pray for. Before you know it, you will have prayed for someone and or something all week long. Don't you know that by doing so, you ignite the dispatching of the angels to go forth on your behalf? You put forth positive energy into the atmosphere, and as Job did for God, he will do As God did for Job, he will do for you also. I believe he will do it for you. Because Job prayed for his friends, the Lord blessed Job with a double portion. I claim this will be the same for each of our listeners on this morning. Pray for someone else and watch God move on your behalf and the behalf of others around you. Thank you so much for joining me this morning for Monday Morning Glory. Have yourself a fantastic week. I'm Dr. Tasha Parker Meredith, and this is Monday Morning Glory. Thank you so much. I really enjoy the time. It seems like the time went by so fast this morning, but hey, you know, when the Spirit is here and we're having fun, time goes by fast. So again, this is Monday Morning Glory. I'm Dr. Tasha Parker Meredith, and I appreciate you listening. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Have your way. You can have your way and make it. Can I be transparent for the minute? Some of those rumors that you heard, I probably did it. I'm not a perfect man, I admit it. But it's covered by the blood I've been forgiven. When I think of things I've done, I shake my head. If it wasn't for your mercy, I'd be dead. Lord, just you know how to break a brother down. My humility, I'm seeing now, Lord.
Just have.
all to thee I pray.